News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Good morning. I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU AM and FM and WSAU.com. The damage was worse than expected from the Tuesday night and Wednesday morning severe thunderstorms. In fact, two tornadoes are being confirmed. One is an EF2 that hit near New London. It destroyed Trinity Lutheran Church there. The other is a weaker EF1, which hit near Kaukauna. Still enough to bring a tree down on this man's house.
About 12:30, woke me right up, knocked me out of bed. When the trees hit the house, it just shook the whole house.
Emergency Management Director Todd Pritchard says the damage is worse than first thought.
Whether it's a tornado or straight-line winds, this was a very damaging storm. I mean, we're seeing damage comparable to a tornado. So it was a very, very powerful line of storms, and it really clobbered us.
In Outagamie County, there are still about 5,000 people without electricity. Their emergency management director, Julie Lofholtz, says it may be a while, maybe a few days before everyone's back online.
We're looking at probably 3 days for the majority of it to be restored. Of course, there could be a few pockets that might make it sooner than that. But as we always have asked, we ask people to be prepared to be self-sufficient for 3 days.
Governor Walker today will be touring some of the damage. Later this morning, he'll be in New London, as we hear from WSAU's Raymond Newpert.
Governor Walker will be in New London early this morning to see the damage firsthand, which will include a stop at a church, the Trinity Evangelical Lutheran Church building, which was extensively damaged. That stop is scheduled for 7:50 in the morning. Many areas of Outagamie County are still without electricity. County Executive Tom Nelson has declared a state of emergency due to the storm damage. There are shelters set up in New London and Wrightstown for people who need a place to stay. Raymond Newpert, WSAU News.
Lottery officials say there are winning tickets, in fact, three of them, for last night's third-largest-ever Powerball jackpot. With the numbers, here's Fox News Radio's Steve Rappaport.
Millions rushed for their shot at the third-largest jackpot in Powerball history.
My mother would kill me if I didn't buy a ticket for that kind of money.
The prize swelling to an estimated $448 million.
Here's tonight's first number. We've got 58.
And a trio of tickets matched all the magic numbers, two purchased in New Jersey, the third in Minnesota. Recent changes to the game increased the frequency of huge prizes. An 84-year-old Florida woman won the record Powerball jackpot 3 months ago, a $590.5 million payout. Steve Rappaport, Fox News Radio.
The numbers are on WSAU.com. They were 5, 25, 30, 58, and 59. The Powerball, 32. An SUV struck a 13-year-old girl on a bicycle in Rothschild yesterday. Now, police are not classifying this as a hit and run, but they say they do want to talk to the driver who didn't stick around after helping the girl back to her feet. She was struck at the intersection of Grand Avenue and the Highway 29 off-ramp. She was knocked to the ground but was not run over. When she got home, though, the girl's mother called 911 and reported the accident. The girl did not get the license plate of the SUV, but it's a turquoise-colored vehicle, and the driver's a man with gray hair in his 40s or 50s. Boy Scout Troop 90 will have to find a new home by the end of the year. St. Mary's Catholic Church in Altoona, near Eau Claire, is not pleased that the Boy Scouts will now allow openly gay boys to join starting next year. The church's pastoral council recommended severing ties with the troop. The scoutmaster says the church is uncomfortable with the scouts' new policy. The Diocese of La Crosse has not issued any statement saying this is up to local churches. The Boy Scouts will have till the end of the year to find a new home. Here's our News Channel 7 Weather Authority forecast with meteorologist Mark Holley.
A sunny and calm start to your Thursday morning. Today, slowly increasing clouds with a high of 75. Slight chance for a scattered shower this afternoon. Better chance, though, will be tonight into early tomorrow morning. Tonight, down to 54. Tomorrow, more mid-70s and a very nice way to end your work week. And looking into the weekend, both days look good. Both in the mid-70s under partly cloudy skies. With the News Channel 7 Weather Authority forecast, I'm meteorologist Mark Holley on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.
All right, Mark, this looks like a very comfortable day ahead. We have the hour-by-hour temperatures, six-day forecast, and the real-time weather radar 24-7 on our weather page at WSAU.com. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.